What time is it?
Summertime.
I know that, but I mean, what?
Talk 1250 WTMA, going back to the 70s and 80s today. I'm John Quincy, sitting in for Richard Todd. So nice to have you along as we are joined in studio by two former WTMA DJs of the 70s. John Burwell, who was there throughout the entire 70s, it seems like.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You were there for a long time, from 74 all the way through like 1980, 81 or so. And then Gary London, who not only worked at WTMA, but also worked for some other radio stations in the area. Probably if you've listened to the radio in the last 20 years, you've heard Gary London on the radio. And via telephone from Connecticut, former WTMA teenage DJ sensation Kurt Varner from the early 70s. Hey, Kirk.
Hey!
Last time I saw Kurt Varner, is that... I'm trying to think. Did you come by the HTK studios
Absolutely,
one day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was on Hilton Head, and we had that flamethrower hit radio, WHTK FM.
That was a great radio station.
Thank you. And in walked Kurt Varner, of all people. I went, son of a gun.
Yeah, I think the last time Gary had seen me before that, we were in a police lineup, weren't we, Gary?
Yes, we were. We went out and had a few shooters and rode the Kuhlberg Dairy Cow.
I think the first day I was legal, I was so disappointed to find out that the Joker Lounge wasn't open anymore. I never really got over that.
Kurt, I know that I haven't seen you since 1976.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. I moved up to New England and kind of launched my career up here, but I'm proud to say that I'm still a boy of the low country. My mom and dad still live in North Charleston. My sister works for the Ronald McDonald House in Charleston.
Oh,
so
good.
I have great connections to the low country, and unfortunately, I just couldn't make a living in television because they pay actually less than they do on the radio.
Oh, that's horrible.
I had to move here to Connecticut to support a family. But well,
you sound exactly like you sounded.
That's because I was the graduate, of course, of the famous Booby Nash School of Broadcasting.
We will not hold that against you.
Oh, thank you, because, you know, that home study course was kind of hard to pass, you know?
You still doing that sports thing up there?
No, you know, actually, I'm the news director of the ABC television station here in New Haven and
something?
Hartford, Connecticut, and
cool.
I'm behind the camera. I'm not in front of the camera, but I miss it so badly. You know, I was listening to the WTMAMemories.com website the other day.
Thanks for the plug.
And it really was just listening to it. And I'm sure you guys would agree, it was just the greatest time ever to work there and have that as a life, because it was, you know, you were, for a brief shining moment, a pretty big deal in Charleston and the Lowcountry.
I can remember, speaking of that, I would go into a store and I would say, you know, I'd like to buy this. And they'd say, wait a minute, I know that voice. I'd say, yes, I'm John Burwell. No, that's not the name. There's something else, but I know that voice.
You know, and it's true, because the voices of all the guys, and, you know, my daughter asked me the other day, she said, well, where are the girls? Didn't any women ever work at TMA
radio?
No. Yeah, why weren't there any girls on the radio?
I said, I think there were a couple of lawsuits that prevented that for some reason, but it was funny because it was all guys. It was the good guys in the 60s, and they kind of kept that tradition going, I think, until the late 70s was the first time I even vaguely remember a female voice being on the mighty TMA.
If you've got some memories of WTMA you'd like to get in on the fun this morning, we invite your phone call at 556-1250, 556-1250, or 1-800-737-1250, as we relive some of the memories of the 70s and 80s on the mighty TMA.
Wait, there's an 800 number? You mean the people from St. George could actually call in for free?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. How about that?
That used to be a collect call.
Hey, we're big time into technology. And since you mentioned the website, WTMAMemories.com, Kirk has written an excellent piece about his time at WTMA. So has John Burwell. They've contributed a lot to the website, sounds and memories and stuff, as well as some other former WTMA disc jockeys. So we invite you, not with Internet Explorer till they get everything all set up, but get another better better browser.
Get Mozilla.
Like Mozilla.
Mozilla.org.
Or even Netscape, which is pretty much like Mozilla.
Yeah.
And check it out.
Or just get a Macintosh for crying out loud.
Why would you do that?
Well, you know, some people who have too much money to throw away, I'm not mentioning any names, you know.
But you didn't tell them I had a Sun server with Solaris running on it, did you?
Whoa. Oh, man, big time in the computers here.
You know, Gary always had the biggest hard drive of any of us, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you later. News Talk 1250 WTMA, the mighty TMA. So nice to have you with us this morning as we talk about the memories of the 70s and 80s here with John Burwell, Gary London, and Kirk Varner. Who were some of the other guys you work with? We talked about Booby Ash last week.
I've got a great one.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And he wrote an article in R&R.
Radio and Records magazine.
Yeah, Radio and Records, that he didn't belong on radio, so he did radio a favor and got out and became a very famous consultant.
Now, who was that?
Dan Valley.
Oh. Dan Valley? Did Dan work at
WTMA? He worked seven to midnight.
Golly, I forgot all about Dan. He went to Pittsburgh, didn't he?
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah.
I forgot all about it. He worked
it.
In Savannah, too. He must have came from Savannah to WTMA.
He had this kind of sound to his voice. I remember that Dan Valley, WTMA.
Yeah. And then he went to Columbia for a while and started doing consulting.
For heaven's sakes, forgot all about him.
Well, you played a little clip earlier from the guy who hired us all, John Trenton.
Yeah. John Trenton was a great guy.
Oh, yeah. I was the last DJ that John Trenton actually hired.
There you go.
Because that transition period was going on between John Trenton and JJ.
He didn't want to be unusual things. He went from being a program director to a general manager.
Yes.
That didn't happen because usually the general managers came from the sales department.
That's right.
Absolutely. But John was, I mean, really, in the legends of Charleston radio, this was the guy who had owned the market in the 60s and really, you know, the thing was about it was so funny is you would talk to John and he really pretty much talked in that voice all the time. And when he hired me, I remember sitting in his office literally scared for my life because this was a guy who just intimidated you by looking at
it. Tell me about it,
John. Oh,
John, you've been hired to do the midday show and you will maintain those numbers, won't you? Yes, sir. I will.
He would throw things at you.
We've got some other calls here. Let's get to Mike with his WTMA memory. Hey, Mike, welcome to the mighty TMA.
Yeah. My fond memory is of John Burwell.
Oh, no. All right. I didn't think anybody remembered me. Thank you.
John Burwell, St. Peter's Episcopal Church.
Mike.
Amen.
Mike Boss?
Mike Rentz.
Mike Rentz. Hello, Mike. Yeah. I worked. I attended St. Peter's, thanks to my wife, started going to church. And I knew Mike. Mike was one of our teenagers there, right, Mike?
That's right. Yep.
Good.
And you turned the entire teenage group on to TMA.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That was neat.
And the key to that was not only did you turn us on, we actually put your flyers out to the schools in there while we were in high school and all.
Worked pretty well, huh?
So it worked great because I tell you, y'all were really being an AM station that were the only one that was actually playing the top music
at the
same time.
That's right.
And you know, when you look back then, the FM station was just almost out of the picture, but a lot of my buddies and friends, I mean, we AM 1250 all the time.
Yeah. All right,
then,
cool, Mike.
And then the other name mentioned there was Booby Nash, and man, that brought him back. Cause I even have older brothers that listen to John and Booby and Top 40 and all this other stuff and everything, so, but come a long way.
Mike, it's good to hear from you, man.
It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
All right, Mike, thank you so much. If you'd like to call us this morning, 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250. We would love to talk to you this morning here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. You know, one of the neat things about Top 40, we haven't really talked about Top 40 as a format, which really doesn't exist anymore. They have something called Contemporary Hit Radio, but it was not uncommon on WTMA to hear rock and roll records by people like the Rolling Stones and Bachman Turner Overdrive, along with songs like Seasons in the Sun and Charlie Rich, the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world.
Freddie Fender.
Yeah, listen.
Another Teardrop or whatever it was.
Yeah,
what was the name of it?
We played them all. It was just a mix of music, and you know, no matter what you liked, if you didn't like hearing the James Brown song, you know, you would hear Gordon Lightfoot the next song. You know, it was a nice mix of music. It was whatever the top 40 happened to be
on
the Billboard record charts. That's what you would hear on a top 40 radio station. And today, you don't have to. You really just punch the dial on the FM band and make your own top 40 radio station.
You have to remember, back then, the only push buttons were in cars. You know, you really didn't have it was hard to tune the dial. So, you know, you stuck in one place. stayed right there.
And one thing about TMA that I think some people may forget is that TMA really was ahead of its time in the fact that we played a really good number of what we affectionately called soul records then, but yes. African-American artists were really the only place you would hear those growing up, you know, from, you mentioned James Brown, The Temptations, and all of those songs really were in the rotation at TMA, and that was how a lot of white kids, myself included, really got introduced to this whole era of music that you didn't necessarily hear anywhere else.
I remember when Bobby Nash got interviewed by Dick Clark, and they had this thing on the Dick Clark TV show that they would interview disc jockeys, and Dick said, Bobby, what's the top record down there? And he said, oh, it's easy, that's the Tams, and I've been heard. Yeah. And there was this pause, and Dick said, the who?
Beach music lives.
Yeah, exactly. Except in Philadelphia or Los Angeles, where American Bandstand was.
No, right. You know what they think beach music is in Philadelphia?
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, exactly. True. Absolutely true.
All right, we have Melody on the line. She's got a TMA memory. Hello, Melody. Thanks for calling us this morning on WTMA.
Good morning. I moved here in 1972, about July of 72, and moved here from a suburb of Homestead Air Force Base, where it was predominantly white. And when I moved here and started school, I was in a school that was predominantly black. And I was, because of WTMA, I was the only child in my fifth grade class that could name not only all of the Osmonds, but the Jacksons as well.
There you go.
Good
there
for you.
Go.
The Osmonds and the Jacksons, the same group, just different color.
Pretty much. You could interchange them. Except I think the Osmonds fared out a little bit better. They don't have a Michael.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
Donnie has behaved himself, hasn't he?
But my cousin, one of the first things when I moved here was my cousins introduced me to which radio station was cool and which radio stations were not cool.
And WTMA was up there.
I remember laying on a quilt, you know, one of those quilts on the floor, having slumber parties, and listening to WTMA. And one of the first songs I remember listening to was Cherokee People.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely remember Bobby Nash, and I remember all those voices, and it's just great to hear all of you again.
Thank you.
All right. Melody, thank you so much for your call. We do appreciate it. It's News Talk 1250 WTMA. We're going to pause for just a second and then come back with a game for our three guests here. You know, they had games. They played games on the radio. Now we're going to give them a chance to play the TMA Wayback Machine. See if these old disc jockeys still have their chops.
I can name that tune in two notes.
No, it's even better than that. Gary London, John Burwell with us, and Kirk Varner is with us via landline from Connecticut. We'll be back with more of the guys coming up next here on the mighty TMA.